Yeah, dope ass music. You already know what it is. Pimpin' is for pippin', so forever I'ma be him. You focus on that neckin' while I'm focused on that checkin'. Go ahead, give me head combo with the side of bread. If she ain't about that glow up, ain't nothing to discuss. Man, they blow you up when they see you blowin' up. You gave her hella cash, now she sendin' me the Venmo. Money team Rodeo, sippin' purple while on Melrose. 30 for the 30, yeah, the price is goin' up. 50 in the chopper, another 100 in the drum. She walkin' in the fishin', the money never keep her. No pocket watch a real one, I'm a street sweeper. Break the pockets, not your heart, little mama, call me Big J. Niggas older now, cop the bloomers, they in all gray. Baby hella thick, ay ay ay, what's your name? She slide into the spot, her my girl, yeah they get down. Always about the money, here bitch, break that shit down.
Yeah, we get paid, big win, that's always. Township, that's all day, pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him, big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them, how well you live it? New day, we get paid, big wins, that's always. Township, that's all day, pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him, big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them, how well you live it?
Keep that game tight on my life. We boss up, yep. Double all your wins, I'm a king, no losses. Switch up on these lanes, down the lane, we cross up. Curry on these niggas, shoot with range, we launch up. Real niggas in the building, better watch us. No progress being made in the game, now you washed up. Captain knocking down their chicks, yeah you lost one. Now the fucking dime, day that cost us. Taking L's for the team, nigga not us. Big steppers in the room, you better wise up. Trophies at the table, pour that wine up. Fresh air's the meeting spot, watch us pull up. The A is where I'm from, where I grew up. Red Adidas, put that blue up. What you grinding for? How you living? What it do, my nigga? Man, I'm pimping.
New day, we get paid. Big win, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them. How well you living? New day, we get paid. Big wins, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them. How well you living?
I am the best. I'll do the rest. I must come back. I was raised in the West. I am. climbing.
You see the youngsters in them Chevys, in them thugs swinging. My young hyenas, they acting, they still be hyping and smashing. R.I.P. to the map, from the lay or the stack. Don't get it twisted, little homie. I'm with my folks, little homie. We got the photos with the tassels, and the choppers with stones. We just rep that ghetto, cut it coming from no hoe. Black and brown up in my section, bitch, we locking with gold toes. In the back of the mission, where my gangsters and hunters at. To the city of trees, bitch, and connected all through the map. 916, to that 415. From the Bay to Sacramento, bitch, we keeping it live.
Get by with how about faking, man, you gotta have that heart. And you know where I be standing, if it's
coke that you demanded, cause we got it all day. For them, okay, I'm down to Cali, won't be leaving empty-handed. No, we won't be back steady. Can be giving dope for credit, cause in this case you may regret it. You can take it as a dreaded, but I'm only telling the truth. You can tell me how much you got, and I can show you what I can do.
I got the cream for the taste, and I'm definitely paying. I'm many and many, we got plenty, but we ain't playing. Transactions with no delaying. Nigga, what you saying? The deal is official once the money's up in my hand. I got that clean for the face, and then I'm 50 paying. How many of any? We got plenty, but we ain't playing. Transactions know the lane. So nigga, what you saying? The deal is official once the money's up in my hand. I got that.
Pretty gang, eh?
Nigga.
Seminary Tiff, nigga. What's up, man?
Yeah. Why these niggas speaking on the gang? Lately, I've been vibing, cooling in my own lane, nigga. Ayy. All these niggas weird, hella lame. Catch me in a store with Seminary, pretty gang, nigga. Ayy. Why these niggas speaking on the gang? Lately, I've been vibing, cooling in my own lane, nigga. Ayy. All these niggas weird, hella lame. Catch me in a store with Seminary, pretty gang, nigga.
Look, I'm big stepping in my section like I'm stunner man. Pull out that Glock with the switch, bitch, you hitting a running man. I'm banging 5-9, Seminary to the grave. And I've been swimming with them sharks, I don't need to ride your wave. You think you fresh, but you ain't that shit out of date. And how you that nigga, but you keep freeing up with shape. Your bitch got my name tatted up in cursive, though. If you don't hustle for your family, then what you working for? And I've been that bitch up in my section, you can ask around. They call me when it's time to go, these hoes be backing down. I'm big pressure, real pressure when I'm stepping, nigga. And I ain't talking about no dance when I step on, nigga. I'm talking weapons, nigga, that baby Drake get reckless, nigga. And that 50 with that switch of hair, you missing breakfast, nigga. It's Seminary Tip, the sick is in the kill zone. And I'm with pretty gang gang, this ain't no chill zone.
Why these niggas speaking on the gang? Lately I've been vibing, cooling in my own lane, nigga. Ayy. All these niggas weird, hella lame. Catch me in a store with Seminary, pretty gang, nigga. Ayy. Why these niggas speaking on the gang? Lately I've been vibing, cooling in my own lane, nigga. Ayy. All these niggas weird, hella lame. Catch me in a store with Seminary, pretty gang, nigga. Ayy.
I still got them all pressed. They kinda been hating since we dropped Big Flex. And fuck what they talking about, pretty gang got next. So now when they book me, I'ma need three checks. That nigga kissing on my neck, oh, he know how to get it wet. Surf. And if I send a word, he don't do not disturb. Get curved. Via talk shit like a turd. Bitches speaking on me, they got the nerve. When her nigga watch my videos, check his pants for the curb. When I rap on this beat, understand every word. I am not a gift registry, so really ain't no checking me. I shoot up the club like niggas with a vasectomy. These really ain't just raps, you get slapped for disrespecting me. And Papa trying tips, my bitches, we with the shit. It's PGM, they ain't even fucking with our ad-libs. Plus we the ghosts, we only pull up where the bag is.
Why these niggas speaking on the gang? Lately I've been vibing, cooling in my own lane, nigga. Ayy. All these niggas weird, hella lame. Catch me in a store with Seminary, pretty gang, nigga. Ayy. Why these niggas speaking on the gang? Lately I've been vibing, cooling in my own lane, nigga. Ayy. All these niggas weird, hella lame. Catch me in a store with Seminary, pretty gang, nigga.
History in the fucking G, these niggas know to pay a fee with me. Bitches said he hating, got him mad cause they keep hearing me. Straight up out the land of the skeletons, it ain't no fearing me. They keep acting deaf, so let me give it to him visually. You see me, Benny, bitch, a pretty gang and we some rebels. My circle still small for a reason, cause bitches level. Real pressure when we pull up, real baddies when we bring up. Shout out to Sim, this is one of them presidential link up. I was raised by some real niggas, so bitches know what's up with me. Blicky all in my back, that's why I walk around so comfortably. Look, I am the topic, and that nigga's top pick. Bitches claim they really pop it, but won't really pop shit. I be in my own lane, and bitches steady keep speaking about me. And they can't even go a day without thinking about me. Do this shit in real life, ain't none of this for clout. Real got a squad of pretty gangsters, better watch your fucking mouth. It's gang, nigga.
Yeah, y'all know what the fuck it is. From the east to the east, stoke
on
this motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Sauce, nigga.
Nigga.
10 on my whip, white bitch on my dick, bright whisk when I whip, that white brick on my brick. 10 on my whip, white bitch on my dick, bright whisk when I whip, that white brick on my brick. 10 on my whip, white bitch on my dick, bright whisk when I whip, that white brick on my brick. 10 on my whip, white bitch on my dick, bright whisk when I whip, that white brick on my brick.
Fresh dope on the table, new bitch in the stable. Running pure on the block, I'm the hookup like cable. Pushing bass out the bando, I'm knocking the neighbors. I'm fitted for the streets, my life is custom tailored. It's that BMG slap, bae nigga is fat. Town business on that, Oakland's where I be at. West side finding trade, west side on display. East side OAK, what more can I say? White brick on my brick, white bitch turning tricks. Blue magic, I'm raw, when they needin' a fix. White linen, black sands, black card and white lands. Wide body for coupes, saucy nigga in suits. No cutting the product, this nigga dope is the truth. My niggas is riders, my niggas be sliders. Your niggas be hiders, never coming outsiders. We out in the open, goofy your pussy yourself.
Everything I do was cocaine.
White bitch on my dick, white when I whip, when I white brick on my brick.
Cocaine.
Real nigga, I'm lit. Got me back on my shit. And these niggas, they know it, but they ain't fucking with this. Blooded stones on the wrist, and exotic my bitch. Full of hair, why we fucking, cause she be loving this shit. Hit the make a play, that was back in the day. Every day I be hustling, now a nigga is made. Fresh charisma, the brand, your bitch, you know I'm the man. They ain't even be doing shit, they be on that group of shit. I'm living the movie clips, call me Quest Prince of Fresh Air. I'm the heir of the chair, that's the throne. Now what's up, bitch, I'm on. You the man, now I'm on. Never out, always on. And I'm always in the zone, 2-3 on the feet. 45 with the heat. They be sleeping on greatness, but I'm a capital G. No nigga realer than me, ain't never lied in the speech. Salute me when you see me, cause everything is a speech. The peach.
What it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music over here. No Filter Radio. It's a special West Side. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Yeah. So if you love the West Side, like I love the West Side, make sure, man, y'all go ahead and tune into this show. Make sure y'all roll up, pour up, get your B walk on, get your C walk on, man. Do whatever you got to do, man, because it's all about the West Side today, man. It's all about the West Side, man. shout out to everybody, man. We're going to be on right after these messages. Make sure you get them fingers ready because we about to bang a little bit.
I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit. Yeah. Motherfucker, can you buy that? Nigga, next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Go get it, Bob. Bring that bitch in.
Freeze, nigga, you wanna die?
Niggas hear me as I blend the block. Got that make room, you better call the cops. I ain't talking no shit, I just empty the clip. Hop out this whip, it's dark, squeezing this bitch. Leave you in the fetal, pull up piss and shit. Throw up my set as I hit the gas. Smoking up the block as I dip and dab. I come from the Bay, but I'm so L.A. Damu is running off through my veins. Pocket full of money, got a mouth full of rocks. Every day these niggas cool, whipping up stocks. Don't fuck with the plug and get plugged with these slugs. Bitches on the track, bringing daddy the racks. Get in your car, then my homies come jack. I'm flagged up, Hannah B, walking on fools. Rolling with the goons, sipping Crown Royal 2. From L.A. to the Bay, we be banging all day. Throw your set in the air if you're feeling me, player. From the Bay to L.A., we be mobbing all day. Hold your cup in the air if you're feeling me, player. From L.A. to the Bay, we be banging all day. Throw your set in the air if you're feeling me, player. From the Bay to L.A., West Coasting all day. Raise your dubs in the air and rip we say. Coming straight out of Oakland, by the way, PA. Used to holler guard block at these niggas all day. Stay bumpin' that West Coast B&B. While my niggas stay bustin' them B&Es. Knock speed, knockin' while that BB knockin'. Re-up time, now we heading for a stock to break down the pound. What you think happens now? Half of it's soaked before we head out of town. Isotonic gloves, that's a standard issue. Hollow points, if these niggas have any issues. They puffin' and passin'. Nigga, what's happening? Got a car full. Full of bitches, oh now we got action. Now we roll to the crib, these bitches live. Rubbers on deck, bitch, give me the twat. We drinking and smoking on the way back to Oakland. Crown Royal in my cup, what the fuck who's thinking? From LA to the Bay, we be banging all day. Throw your set in the air if you're feeling me, player. From the Bay to LA, we be mobbing all day. Hold your cup in the air if you're feeling me, player. From LA to the Bay, we be banging all day. Throw your set in the air if you're feeling me, player. From the Bay to LA. West coasting all day, raise your dubs in the air and rep where you stay. From LA to the Bay, we be banging all day. Throw your set in the air if you're feeling me, player. From the Bay to LA, we be mobbing all day. Hold your cup in the air if you're feeling me, player. From LA to the Bay, we be banging all day. Throw your set in the air if you're feeling me, player. From the Bay to LA, West coasting all day, raise your dubs in the air and rep where you stay. Yo, you already know what it is. West side, the left side is the best side. Yo, this is the pop out and show niggas, because sometimes you got to pop out the show niggas. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on everybody's favorite co-host, the man that goes coast to coast, spreading bitches like butters and toast, the OTR general, the nigga that everybody come to see. Ladies and gentlemen, Smooth the Dude.
M.O.B., mom. What up, man? West side. I'm that who ride. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
I see what you did there with the intros. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I've been on since 8:01. 1 minute. I see what you did there, boy.
Yeah. Hey, if Kendrick can do it, I got to show love to the West side. All West Coast. Oh, boy, all West Coast, man. Kendrick got me feeling all up in my feelings right now, Smooth.
What, you got to move back to Merced or no?
Nah. Can't go. Gas is too high. No. Sometimes you got to move out the show, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, so, Pepper, bro. I'm just saying, bro, I can help you pack. I'll drive halfway. I mean, you know, if you're trying to come back or something. I mean, you good?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Hey, right, man. The furthest, this nigga did spend a little bit of time in L.A. He didn't hit the West Coast, but he definitely hit the West Side a few times. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
I was in the West Side for a little bit.
Yeah,
you heard about sure. But y'all know what it is. Yeah. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chill, Saturday Gorilla. Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, because rock with no filters. Shit about to get real. What up, niggas?
Crush the motherfucking
Yeah, don't show those gas prices and say he going to pack up and leave, nigga.
I don't blame him, because, nigga, I was not going over there in the diesel ever, nigga, if I was paying for gas.
Yeah,
I had my truck, I definitely went
for a whole year.
I didn't go past Denver in my truck.
Yo, hey, man, today we got a few little topics. Man, shout out to Quest. Hey, the rest of the team, I don't know what the hell they doing, but it's cool, because in reality, we don't need them. We appreciate them being here.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, this is where it started. You know what I mean? But.
We booling right now.
So, look, we might as well just go ahead and get it started, man. Nick Kendrick.
Talk about my boy.
Nigga Kendrick. Well, apparently, okay, so we got to go ahead and say my little take. Shout out to, you know, Joe Budden, everybody else. Let me tell you Dope-Ass Music's take on what happened. So, the nigga Drake said, I get more love in your hood than you do. So Kendrick said, I bet. Let's see who get more love in the neighborhood. The nigga Drake had on a Compton sweater. The nigga Kendrick had Compton in Inglewood. This nigga was able to have Russell Westbrook, who's a Crip. DeMar DeRozan, who's a Crip. Perico, who's a Crip. The nigga had about half the Crips up on stage. And we're talking about Crip sets that are funking with Crip sets. Schoolboy Q is a Hoover who is up there with Crips and Bloods. We all know Hoovers is everybody killer. But Schoolboy Q was up there. He's a Hoover. And nigga was grooving. If you ever hear somebody say moving and grooving, those are Hoovers, right? Bick and back pulling, then Bloods. All right, so you got Bloods, you got Pyrus, right? Pyrus is in Compton. Bloods is usually outside of Compton, right? Because the street Pyrus is in Compton. All right, boom. You got Crip set all the way from the west side of L.A., Watts. You got Inglewood. There's a few Inglewood Crip sets. Not very many, but there's a few. Gardena. Hawthorne, shit. I'm just saying, man. They sold out. The nigga Kendrick's from the west side of Compton. West side Pyru. Same place Jay Worthy is from. All right? Same place. I had all these niggas up there performing. J-Rock. He over there. He from Bounty Hunter Blood. J-Rock. It was so beautiful. The music was fire. Don't get me twisted. The music was fire. But to see all those sets up on stage.
It wasn't even about the music. It was just the moment, that vision, like that image.
That image.
I ain't even gonna lie. Okay, I didn't watch it, but I seen the clip. I didn't even know it was that deep with that shit, to be honest. Now,
yeah.
I've seen Bloods and Crips, like, you know, niggas with blue and red. Let me say it like that. But you know more about them niggas than I do, though. So I didn't even know it was that deep that nigga would brought sets together that normally would bang.
Like,
that is, like, that's yeah, bro.
That was
everybody. That's why Snoop,
like, I was watching all the deep dives
and all that shit.
I was watching all the deep dives. Motherfuckers was like, it was like more than like 16 different sets on that stage.
On that stage.
I ain't know that. I ain't know it was like that,
it was,
bro.
It was from Hoover's, the Rolling 60s, Treetop Power Rules. Like, it was like 16 different sets. Like, all together.
I didn't know that was that serious, bro. Well,
yeah.
I ain't saying that serious.
I
guess that's the word.
It was crazy.
That's the word.
Yeah, because you got so TTP, okay, if anybody knows about Dope Ass Music was quoted on TTP. I used to be out there on Sycamore. You know what I mean? I was on Sycamore. If you ever go to that song, BPPT by YG. What set? It says 400 Sycamore Street. So that's where Dope got quoted at, right? So TTP be funky with other blood sets like Fruit Town Pyru. They even have a little funk with Westside Pyru. But the fact that YG was up there, now they're not going. It's not going to be no Kiss Fest, right? Because politics is still politics, right? It's not going to be a Kiss Fest.
But they did it for Kendrick and the United. Well, I ain't gonna say United, but just a moment. They did it.
That's what I be talking about. Now, this nigga,
like,
Drake, you could never.
We might catch you tomorrow.
And there was no security. Now, mind you, there was no security. So if y'all don't know, there's a lot of sets that don't fuck with Inglewood, because the Inglewood family bloods is that went over there and fucked up Nipsey's mural, right? But they was in Inglewood. That's how. Okay, so mind you, you got the Rolling 60s, Rolling 40s, Rolling 30s is Harlem. They still fuck with the neighborhood car, but it's really Rolling 40s, Rolling 60s, Rolling 100s, Rolling 90s, right? So, and it's crazy how they was in Inglewood, and niggas don't really fuck with Inglewood from L.A. because the Inglewood family bloods is the ones that fucked up Nipsey's mural. It's all the politics. Everybody put that shit aside just to have this concert, just to show. And the West Coast is one of the only places where niggas, don't matter who you is, you fucking with somebody from the West Coast, nigga, it's us versus everybody. You go to New York, some niggas rock with you, some niggas don't rock with you. Niggas ain't gonna be like, oh man, you fucking with New York? Nah, because fucking New York niggas can't even get together. You got Buffalo niggas fucking with New York niggas.
And they in the same state.
But if you fuck with somebody from the Bay, don't matter if they from the Bay, L.A., Sacramento, San Diego, doesn't matter. Now, if it's inside the state, now that's family business. We're not going to speak on it, but that's how it is. Even our prison systems are different. Yeah, outside of California, y'all niggas, white folks can mingle with white folks and all kind of shit. Not in California. Matter of fact, you got the Nathaniels, you got Sardanios, you got Muslims, BGF, Bloods, Crips, the Aryan Brotherhood, the Nazi lowriders. Shit's crazy, right? But only on the West Side, man. But shout out to that. And the fucking quality.
Was like that. That's crazy, bro. That's cool, though.
Yeah, the quality of the music. Now, niggas was over here sleeping on, like, Kendrick ain't got hit, right? Kendrick got hit, but you got to be a Kendrick fan to really appreciate Kendrick, right? You got to be a Kendrick fan. And the craziest thing is, I wasn't always a Nipsey fan until like later, like Victory Lap and later. But when Kendrick dropped Day One, the difference now, we're going to talk about why YG versus The Game and why Dr. Dre was up there, right? So everybody know Dr. Dre co-signed this nigga Kendrick with the recipe, right? Dr. Dre said, this is my nigga. He also did the same co-sign with The Game. The difference is Kendrick, Kendrick, number one, didn't fuck up the bad. Number two, he never lets his emotions get in the way. We all know The Game is super, you know what I'm saying, emotional when it comes to it. That's why this nigga didn't go to perform at the Super Bowl. Nigga, the reason why the nigga wasn't at the pop out, bruh, I get it. You fuck with Drake, that's supposed to be your brother. I get it. Well, if it's supposed to be your brother, and if it's on some West Coast business, stay the fuck out of it. If you don't know this about the West Coast, we handle our own business. If you've ever seen the end of Training Day, he said, nigga, over here we put in our own work. This nigga Drake tried to pull YG in. YG was like, nigga, you a weirdo. Don't pull me in shit, nigga, handle your own beat. Nigga, don't drag me to your shit to co-sign. With this nigga Game dude, just like a whole bitch, jumping and then want to diss Rick Ross. Nigga, why you dissing Ross? For what? Oh, because you want some attention. Nigga, Game dude want attention. And also, you saying he be repping his set, but does his set rep him though? That's another thing. You can rep your set, but it's your set repping you. How many niggas from his set be like, hey, I fuck with Game? Just think about it. When was the last time you seen anybody from the Game set be like, hey, we claim this nigga over
back,
here?
Back when G Unit, them days, you doing them DVD. 10-15 years ago type shit.
I've been seeing
a lot of this. Like, y'all really don't fuck with Game like that, do y'all? Because I've been seeing it, I've been hearing that around, like, the West Coast don't really fuck with Game. But you being West Coast, like, y'all really don't fuck with Game?
That nigga, no, I mean, I can see it like this outside
looking in. We like his music, and he represents the West Coast. It's his antics. We don't fuck with his antics. He's messy. We don't like messy niggas like that.
Right. And that's what I've been seeing. I'm just like that shit was new to me. I'm like, I never heard that before until recent, like, This shit started happening, and I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah, you messy. Yeah. That shit crazy.
Yeah, the nigga messy. But now Kendrick's not messy, and the fact that this nigga Kendrick went after Drake. So now we all heard the like that, right? I think Prize, you already know what it is. We the squad. Smoother Dude and Question was on it first. Well, wait, hold on. Dub sent it to me first. Shout out to my son, Dub. Dub sent it to me first. Shout out to Dub. And then Question Smooth was on it. And then every time a new disc dropped, if Question didn't know it first, Smooth knew it. Shout out to these niggas. These niggas was on it.
I was on it first. While y'all were posting it in the timeline, I was on my, like, third listen.
I'm just saying, in the group chat, you wasn't putting in the group chat. No, I'm just saying, Fresh, you was on it. But, you know, you got
to I had them niggas notification on. I had them niggas notification on. Like, but, no, for shit show, though, like, that was fun. Like, I mean, I don't
it
know.
It was.
I became a Kendrick fan off this. Because y'all know me. I'm in my lane when it comes to the music. But it got me liking Kendrick. And, I mean, I never really liked Drake. I mean, but to me, it kind of discredits him, especially the more and more we find out about some of them bars that
was written for him and shit, you know, not being true. Like we say, his baby mama and his kids and Dave East, all them, I mean, Dave Free, they was all at the pop-out. So it's like all that shit.
All at the pop-out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? All that shit you was talking, like, you just talking, bro. And thinking that since you were a more named artist at the time than Kendrick, that we was going to automatically believe everything you said and not dissect it like we did, you know, after the Family Matters and all that, which after dissecting really everything that was said on both ends, because the kid thing still ain't popped up, so Kendrick may have gotten that false information about that. But all of that pedo shit and the young shit and, you know, Kendrick had more facts. Let me just say it like this.
He had more facts. And the fact that he was like, you nigga, you from Canada. Like, and you was raised white. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he pointed it out, like, okay, at the end of the day,
colonizing shit.
Niggas can fuck with Drake because of the music. But do you fuck with Drake
That's
as
it.
A person? Nobody fucks no. with Drake as a person. Nobody fucks with Drake as a person. And the fact that you're not really a nigga, and when he's saying they not like us, nigga, they not like us. They don't know the struggle yeah. of what it's like being black. They didn't grow up with they. Now, they could listen to the hip-hop, but they didn't live the hip-hop. They don't know what it's like when that 400 Degrees came out. They don't know what it was like when PMC, the UGK smooth, what's that UGK? Or when the, Eight Ball and MJG came out with, they don't know that. They didn't grow up with that. It's not on their jacket. It's not the same when Cash Rules Everything Around Me, Cream Get the Money, or when the DMX was like, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't. Nigga, you don't,
they don't know. They don't know how
don't know.
Down for My Niggas will turn a house party up.
Yeah. Y'all don't know. You know what I'm saying? You come, it's just like when the Africans, now I'm not saying that y'all not black Africans, but when y'all come over here, y'all black, but y'all not niggas. Canadian, y'all black, but you not niggas. You didn't grow up here, you're not niggas. You don't understand it. I mean,
shit, Africans don't want to be niggas. They have made that plain and clear. They do not want to be niggas.
Yeah, they think they better than us, the ones in Texas. I be noticing that.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, you know your feet pressy, right, nigga? Like, you know, we got lotion in America. Put some lotion on them fucking feet. Why you wearing sandals with your feet looking like that, my nigga? You're not in Africa no more. You can put lotion on them fucking. Go get a pedicure, my nigga. Just go get a pedicure. All
right, now you take this too far.
But what I'm saying is, and that was the whole premise. And what Kendrick did to really break down Drake as a human being, as a
colonizer,
the machine. As a culture vulture, yeah.
Go ahead,
everything.
Bro. Go ahead.
You can point out. We all know Kendrick's not perfect. Kendrick was over there smashing them snow bunnies. What the fuck is he supposed to do? Hey, I'm on town. My girl's not around. I'm gonna smash the snow bunny. Hell, Kobe smashed the snow bunny. Ripped her booty hole all open. But guess what? Kobe was L.A. though. Kobe was the culture. Kobe
yeah, that colonizing shit he was saying, going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Folks, all this shit, yep. All this, like, the shit that Kendrick was saying was factual. You know,
factual.
He had more facts.
Yeah, and basically you're a parasite, Drake. You're a parasite on hip-hop. And, like, we just put you. Now, I ain't going to lie. That Family Matter, I liked it. That was probably the only song I liked of Drake was the Family Matters. I ain't going to lie. I liked it. But
yeah.
if I'm right with Smoothie Dude, we are not throwing on no Drake. We will throw on some Kendrick before we throw on some Drake.
I'm be honest with you, bro. I'm gonna play that. Okay. I'm gonna test the waters with you. But really, let's throw in that filthy though. If it's
we all
bumping
Filthy,
the Mechanic,
and Kendrick, We'll play Humble. We'll play DNA. Bitch, Don't Kill My Vibe. We'll play some Kendrick before we play some Drake.
What was you about to say, Crush?
Yeah.
If y'all is in the car together and y'all listen to Drake, I'm going to look at y'all crazy.
Unless it's who you love with YG or the model. He got one with Rick Ross I really like, bro. Cradle to the Grave. Money in the Grave.
Yeah, but I'm talking about by himself. By himself.
His solo songs, it ain't too many. I only like one Drake album, and that's the one with the little face with the sky. I forgot the name of it. I only like that album. The one with Started From The Bottom and all that on there. That's the only fire album I like. There was never enough or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
The one with Pound Cake, he got the song with Jay-Z. What's up?
Yeah.
Been a minute since we kicked it. You're a star, love.
Yeah.
He had that one.
Was that
TK? I ain't gonna lie. Huh? No, that was.
That might be
TK.
No. If you're reading this now, it's not Views. I forget.
There's something not enough or close enough or something like that with the baby face on the side. He got his face on the side.
He stole the Biggie shit.
It ain't baby like Biggie's. It's a blue sky in the background. What is it? Like Google?
Yeah, with the baby with the pick in the hair, right?
No, I think so. I'm gonna say Google it and see. But he got Ain't the Scissors singing that song? Or Ella May or one of them? I forgot.
Oh, that's the one with Janae Echo. Okay, so yeah, nothing was the same.
Yeah.
That's the one with the blue sky. With the little kid with the afro and the pick in his hair. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it had his face on there. I guess that was him as a child or something.
Yeah,
but it's
supposedly.
Okay. You're right. But yeah, that's the only one I fuck with. And I ain't gonna lie, I could bump that from beginning to end. I ain't even lie. I do like that album.
But are you gonna play it with the niggas with any niggas in the car? Or are you playing it just when you're by yourself?
By myself or with a chick?
I'm not gonna, though
we on a road trip and that put that Drake Nothing Was the Same CD on. Play that, fam. while we ride in the Little Rock
with four niggas. That was never said. That was never said. Also, the beautiful thing about the Kendrick shit was it put on for the West Coast because there was a whole bunch of set of eyes. Niggas don't even know about G. Perico, right? Right?
Worthy and the Woos. Because I know about them, though.
Yo, when Meet the Whoops. Hey, Problems got that new project with DJ Quick. Now, back in the days, niggas didn't even have to leave California to go ghetto gold, right? All you had to do was be popular in California, and you can get a gold or platinum album, right? People think because we're not nationwide that we still don't make good music. But whether it's my nigga EBK J-Bo, whether it's Mozzie, whether it's Larry June, there's still niggas that don't know about Larry June.
I'm kind of mad they should have had him up there, but I guess that ain't an L.A. thing. It was all L.A. niggas, right?
It felt like it was an L.A. thing. Because
old Schoolboy, Jay Worthy, all the niggas from L.A. and not the Bay, right?
They all from L.A. They did have E-40 narrate, though. They did have E-40 narrate, but that's because he's... it's kind of hard to have anything be authentic without E-40 or Snoop Dogg authenticating it, right? There's only a few niggas that...
And Snoop probably couldn't be there. That's why they picked these
boys.
Because I was like, why they didn't get Snoop? He probably had something else going. Had to.
Yeah. But there's only very few certified OGs that can stamp it, and everybody's like, all right, I fuck with that. Like, there's nowhere you could go in California and nobody's like, okay, Fody is official. Like, we know Fody, Snoop is official. Niggas don't even fuck with Ice Cube like that. That's crazy, right? But niggas really don't fuck with Ice. I mean, we get it, Cube. You're more about the entertainment. But once you lay a legacy like that, you can't really just, you can't drop it. Like, you can't just discard it and be like, all right, it's no longer relevant to me, right? Like, Fody and Snoop, Too Short, they embrace that shit. You feel like they embrace being even Ice-T. Ice-T has been doing Law and Order for fucking 25 years, but niggas still respect Ice, except for that little thing he was doing with Coco when he was looking like a little sucker. But that's his wife, though. You can be a sucker with your wife. You can't be a sucker for no hoe, but that was the nigga wife. Like, you can be a sucker something for your wife. If you can't be a sucker for nobody else, you can still be a sucker for your wife. Like, niggas respect it. Like if Crush did some sucker shit for his wife, we would be like, all right, Crush, it's for your wife. But if Crush is over here just buying $10,000 furs for the girlfriend, then we would definitely question Crush on some sucker shit. But buying $10,000 for your wife and putting it on payments on a firm.
It's been so long since I had a girlfriend. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I want to end of the fucking phone.
My nigga said on a firm. 4 monthly payment.
And the nigga got the fur on a firm. That's it. Or the nigga bought the honey inch at Aaron's or Rent-A-Center. And then you got the honey inch.
Look, bought a fur on a firm.
What else?
Hey, no. And I ain't trying. I mean, I know this West Coast, but Houston is another place like Cali where. No. Texas is what I meant to say. It's a place
where niggas ain't even got to leave
and they can go gold or platinum in their state.
They can do that. They can do that in Texas. And the craziest thing is, like, when you think about the whole Crips and Bloods thing, right, it's an export from California, right? But niggas from California, and now is a completely different situation, right? The only thing I personally feel weird about when it's dealing with Crips and Bloods and Hoovers outside of California is the names. Niggas are rolling 60 Crips in fucking Oklahoma. Like, there's not a rolling 60 nowhere, my nigga. Like even in St. Louis, like, if you gonna be Crips and Blood, cool. Make it your own, right? Get your own name. Like, in New York, even the motherfuckers fucking with Tekashi, right? Nine Trey Blood. That's something named after something in New York. I can fuck with that all day. But being, you know, Deuce Hoovers. Yeah, being Deuce Hoovers in Fort Worth, feels funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels,
This how I was from Little Rock. Now, Crip Mo, he was an L.A. Crip. I think he was 20s or Nutty Block. I forgot, one of the two. But he came to Little Rock and started it in Little Rock. But he didn't use their name. He just took the street that where he stayed at, and it was the 23rd Street Crips. But everybody knew he was an OG. Well, no, he wasn't an OG back in West Cali, but he was from the original set in Cali. But he didn't take that set and try to name it the same shit in Arkansas. No, it's just the street I stay on. Bet we the 23rd Street Crips, goddamn me. Just like, well, Bobo, it's the Love Williams Street Bloods. But they, goddamn
me.
Yeah, And we was over there. Yeah. But like that's the difference. Like I think that's why Lil Rock got so much respect, because we didn't try to, like, we got big homies from out there, and they the one that came to our town and started it, but it was like we was our own. Like, it wasn't no, like, sorority. We wasn't no chapter or fraternity.
Yeah.
It ain't no chapter or the fruits out in Cali is in Lil Rock now, nigga. A blood and a crip from out there came over here and started their own shit with the principals that was from out there in Cali. Or the GDs from Chicago, they came to Lil Rock, started their shit with the same principals, and we took our own principals. I mean, took our own spin on them principles.
Exactly.
But a lot of the shit is still held to heart. So niggas didn't change much. Like, I think the only thing that I seen that was dramatic is, you know, some places in Cali, Bloods is on the right. I mean, on the left. But in Little Rock, niggas is banging right. Like, it's kind of different in different places. Like, some Chris is banging left, some Chris is banging right, some other places. I think Little Rock has switched it up. That's where a lot of people got it confused there, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dolan.
And in California, Bloods bang on the right, and Crips bang on the left. The whole reason why the Hoovers and the Crips, Hoovers, you got criminals, you got gangster Crips, so they're basically they're Crips, but because they was funk with Crips a lot more than Bloods funk with Bloods, right? So it's mostly Crips on Crips, and because of the high amount of violence, niggas was just like, fuck it, we're not going to be Crips no more, and that's when they became Hoovers, right, or criminals. So you got Deuce Time Cars, you got Trey Time Cars. It's a whole bunch of fucking crazy politics. It, like I said, the difference between Pyrus and Bloods. But the thing that I loved about Kendrick was niggas was just up there. And music actually builds bridges, because if you think about it, right, like, for example, the Baby Stone Gorillas, that's the Jungles, right? That's P-Stone. They're actually P-Stones. They're Bloods, but they're actually P-Stones, because the nigga Raymond came from Chicago, came over there, so they're actually P-Stone Bloods, right? And they're tight with the Rolling 20 Bloods. Like, I think that's the only Roland set in L.A. is the Roland 20 Blood, right? Crazy. But they type with that. It was just the music is allowing rappers from different sets to blend. Now, some shit you just can't, you cannot merge, right? You cannot merge. And depending on how deep they're, like, not the nigga 4Xtra, but I forget his name. Or something, right? That nigga bang Hoover like to the death. Like, no, he bangs 40 Crip. He bangs 40, rolling 40s, right? So he got he call Hoover's like six sissies and stuff. Like, that nigga is, you can't, like, if you are from a certain set, you can't rock with this nigga, because this nigga is disrespectful in his music to your set. Like, music can't trans. You can't be like, oh, it's just music. It can't, because he's actually actively dissing your set, right? And that was the whole thing with the whole Brick Baby. Like, I get it. At the end of the day, this nigga was like, hey, let me get a nap, right? That's a derogatory term for the enemy set. And this nigga Brick Baby didn't flinch. He was just like, all right, yeah, I get it. At the end of the day, it's supposed to be a bigger picture, right? You're not about to fuck up the bag because of nigga, but you got to at least check a nigga for dissing your hood. Just like this nigga DJ Quick was in the studio, and this nigga hit him with the cuz. Like, Blood, don't cuz me. I'm not gonna blood you. Right? Like, if you talking to a Crip, you can't be like, hey, Blood, come over. That's major disrespect. You gotta hit him with something else. Or you gotta just call the nigga by his name. You can't blood a cuz. You can't cuz Blood. right? That's automatic. I need to check you, right? So when niggas don't check, that means that it's not really in them, not really in them. So you can see how niggas move if they don't check. Like my niggas Smooth is the only nigga that can cuz me, and I'd be like, bro, all right, fuck you, Smooth, and I just keep it pushing, right? Anybody else? Oh, well, that nigga Nah. The nigga Nah, he be doing it too, but he do it completely out of, cause, or like when we go to the Bay. Now, Bay niggas will blood you and cuz you, and just because that's the way we talk. Nigga, we'll put them together and be called, like, blood cuz. Like, it's like, even like my own family that are from Sacramento, we go there and they be like, hey, cuz, bro, don't cuz me. Like, call me by my name. Shit, I'd rather you call me by my middle name than fucking cuz me. I'd rather you. But Smooth is the only nigga that I let slide with that shit. That's my bro. That's my day one nigga. My nigga Smooth. Yeah, and his father is Hollywood. So, yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Just Daddy Hollywood. I ain't fucking with that. Yeah. Now, when we talk about West Coast music, right, everybody was like, oh, the West Coast only held it down for, I mean, it was East Coast. Niggas, and here's what niggas don't understand, right? West Coast, East Coast niggas is still holding it down, right? I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Nicki is an East Coast nigga. Nicki is East Coast. How long did Nicki hold it down? That bitch is still holding it down. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, she's selling out towards shit last month, Phil.
Cardi B is an East Coast nigga. Now, as a whole faction, like, is it like in the 90s when fucking everything from E-40 to fucking Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound, the niggas from the West Coast, hell, we had MC8. Nigga, we had fucking Farsight. The thing I think they're talking about is hitting number one on the charts or flooding the chart. But I think the thing that makes the West Coast is because our sound is so unique. Whether if you're talking about Larry June and Cardo, like that shit was different. Like that's me and Smooth heard that shit. We was like, oh nigga, that's different. Whether you're listening to the Filthy Rich, that shit's different. The Mechanics. That shit is different. It's just different. And just like when Suave House, right? When you hear something that's different, we fuck with it, right? We fuck with it and we like it. It's just when niggas try to duplicate it or they try to change it. Like Manny Fresh was different. Neptune, different. What happened? Mustard. For a minute, that motherfucking My Brazy Life. Oh, that sound was crazy. We was like, oh, we can B-walk and all kind of shit to this music, right? The L.A. sound, it's evolved. It evolved from the G-funk to what it is now. But it still gives you that same feel. You still can go dummy. You can still be walk. It's like it's a distinct sound. That's why they're not like us when Mustard made that beat. You know what I mean? It feels L.A. It feels West Coast. So shout out to that. But yeah, for that minute when Houston was when they had the Paul Wall, when they had the Slim Thug, when they had the motherfucker, even Mike Jones. Man, that Swisher House sound? Oh, my God. That little 3 to 5 year run from them niggas? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That little run with Webby, Boosie, them niggas? When them niggas came out with that? Oh, shit.
That trill sound? Yeah. That was something different.
What a time to be alive, goddamn me.
What a time. That Fabo, That Fabo and that D4L and that Shawty Lowe, ooh, hit that sound, hit. Ooh, my God. That shit. Now, I get it, Jermaine. I get it, Jermaine. You tried to bring out them other niggas, but it was from Atlanta. But the nigga said he from the West Side. Must got two sides because it was different. It felt a little different, my nigga. It didn't feel the same. It did not feel the same. Man, it did not feel the same.
No, hey, look, you know who he was talking about, though. It wasn't Jermaine Dupri. He was talking about T.I.
Yeah, I know you were talking about T.I., but you know, I had to throw Jermaine in there because he definitely tried to do the snap shit. And Jermaine's snap shit was different from the D4, the D4L.
No,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Nah, don't do that. Franchise Boys has some. Franchise Boys had a moment.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say they didn't have a moment, but it's like the difference between Captain Cola and Coca-Cola, right? You go to Save Mart, you go get the generic cola, the Shasta Cola. It don't taste like the Coca-Cola. It's the same shit. It just don't taste the same.
They put one less thing of sugar in there or something.
Listen.
Here in Delaware,
when that snap shit hit, I don't know about y'all, but I was in the parties. I was outside. So every party.
You had a tall t-shirt on, Chris?
Hell yeah.
We all did. My black ass is
5'5" wearing a 5X.
Yeah.
I did not have the long t-shirts. I had the long polos. I did have the long polos with the hella color.
I did have the long polos.
Listen, a long fresh
white tee or black tee with some Jabot jeans and some
the Jabot jeans.
Fresh was cuffing his Jabot. He had the cuff rolled up.
Yes, I was. So yes, I was. But so the fuck what?
He had the cuff at the bottom. It reminds me of when Swiss Beatz was holding down Rough Rider and they had the Lox, DMX, that little run.
Dragon.
Nigga.
Yeah, Dragon.
Oh my God.
My favorite. He was upgraded to me, but I fuck with him.
Shout out to Drag.
Yeah. And that's what I be saying. That authentic shit, you can feel that shit, right? You can feel it. Now I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Ray's because Ray's listening. So we gonna take it down. Niggas sleeping on that 2 Live Crew shit. But that 2 Live Crew on the West Coast. That hey, we want some Puse and one and one. We have. Nigga, we was going crazy over here for that shit. Oh, when Luke Skywalker had the motherfucking Jeep
Cherokee. I remember one of my first house parties, I got almost put through a wall on skirt.
Hey, man. Towards the later, I'm not going to lie, I switched from Luke to... It was a lot of, I guess, the Miami thing. It wasn't until Trick Daddy came that I started going back to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to Miami when Trick came. When Trick came, because that man, I swear to God, we was on our way
that
to
man.
Freaknik. We were on our way to Freaknik, and I heard it. I was like, what's, you know, leaving California, going across country towards Atlanta, right? The radio stations changed. You know, this is back was in 97, 98 when, you know, we didn't have, you know, MP3 players. Niggas only had radios, CDs, and cassettes. So, mm-hmm. you know, listen to the same CD six times. You done listened to the same cassette 12 times. The only thing left is the radio. Once you got into Texas and you got deep enough into Texas, the black radio station started to come on. And I was hearing this motherfucker, oh, you don't know now? I was like, what the fuck? Oh, you don't know now? Oh, shit. That and Ain't No More Playing GA. Oh, when I heard that, Ain't No More Playing GA.
Yeah, that pass.
Nah. You don't know now. See, again, slide it over to the 302. You don't know now. And make you say, when those things hit.
That was what a time to be alive.
That was what a time.
My God, what a time to be alive. Like, Mystical, because Mystical was the first person I ever heard, like, really speed rap. And I was just like, oh, my God, this nigga's incredible.
Hey, but look, speaking of speed rapping, though, nigga can't forget. Do or Die Twister, Bone Thug.
See,
the whole
I wasn't
hip to them yet. Like,
oh yeah, that's right.
Like,
you got about a good, you got about 7 to 10 years behind us, Chris. So yeah, you're probably even after Adrenaline Rush. You're probably after Adrenaline Rush.
Yeah, because like we was on
Adrenaline Rush came out in '97, I think.
We was on Twister before we was on Mystical.
Yeah,
like, I mean.
Man.
We heard a Mystical kind of, but like it was after Twister though. Twister was the first, you know. And then honestly, with me being from Arkansas, it was Lord Infamous or 3-6 Mafia, but it was like Twister and Lord Infamous. Them was the first two with their speed fast rapping that we was first put on. Now, like you say, dope.
Yeah.
It's 95, 96, 97.
Yeah.
We put on them, but like then Mystical came,
and then
know,
he joined the Super
Here
Team.
I Go.
Yeah, he joined
then
the Super Team.
Then he got on No Limit, and it was over with. Yeah.
It was over with, boy. And now, mind you, out here in California, we was on P. We was on P before that. We was on P like in '93 because it was
West Coast
Mr.
Bad Boy,
Ice Cream Man.
He did that West Coast Bad Boys.
Yeah.
And he from the South. But he fucked with y'all that much, though.
Yeah, he was out there in Richmond. I haven't taken Smooth to Richmond. Even I'm kind of scared of Richmond. I don't really fuck with Richmond. I go 90% of the places in California, I will go. Richmond's just not one of those.
I drove
now,
there. It's right below Vallejo, right? It's above Oakland, but under Vallejo, right?
It is Richmond. Now I've gone there. I've driven through there, and I go. Shout out to my nigga Larry. My nigga Larry, he in Richmond. Like you gotta have a certified Richmond nigga to be in Richmond. You can't just be in Richmond just to be in Richmond. You gotta have a certified Richmond nigga when you're in Richmond. Shout out to my nigga Jug. He's from Richmond. He out there. He got that purple on. He was in Oakland, but he is from the Rich. Shout out to my nigga Jug from the Rich.
Jug shot it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jug, he shot it. Yeah. Shout out to that. And it's crazy because when we go to these, now Smooth had driven the truck into Compton, and it's crazy because with Smooth, whenever he's in the truck. And I see the location. I'd be like, oh, I know you at Smooth. You right here. Oh, you over here. And then when you go to, like, we was also talking about the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles and shit before. Like, whenever you talk about L.A. and you bring up out of spot, the first thing is I look to see whose neighborhood it is. First thing I do when I look at anything is, all right, we going somewhere in L.A.? All right, what neighborhood it is? Whose neighborhood is it? Like, also, the craziest thing in L.A. is the hat, right? If you don't know what hats to wear in L.A., nigga, the safest thing you can wear is a Raider hat.
It's a baldy. It's a fucking baldy.
Unless you're in Long Beach. If you're in Long Beach, you cannot wear a Raider hat. You can't wear a Steelers or Raider hat in Long Beach. But outside of Long Beach, you can wear a Raider hat. You can wear a Dodgers hat, but you got to be careful. If you wear a red L.A. Dodger hat or a blue L.A. Dodger hat, that could be your ass. That could be your ass in the wrong neighborhood, my nigga. So your best bet is to wear a black L.A. hat, a black Raider hat outside of Long Beach. You could wear a Lakers hat, but anything else, especially them baseball teams, nigga, you can't wear white. You can't wear White Sox. You can't wear Detroit Tigers. You can't wear Yankees.
Anaheim,
nigga,
the Mariners.
You can't wear none of it.
I heard about all this shit.
Yeah, nigga, I saw
a video breaking it all down. I was like, I'm glad I didn't even wear a hat. I didn't even wear a hat in Cali. No, I did. I wore a Henny on Deck hat to Henny Palooza. That was about it.
You can wear all that. Like, everybody know I'm a Giants fan, right? I had a blacked out SF hat, right? But you gotta be cool. I can't wear a blacked out SF hat in LA. So if you ever see it, there's only two hats. Whenever I go out of state or anywhere outside of my local radius, it's either a Raider hat or a Lakers hat. Those are only two hats I wear. I wear my SF hat if I'm up here in Northern California. Once I pass Bakersfield, I'm good. Time to switch the hat. And it's crazy that you can wear blue chucks with red laces. You can wear red chucks with blue laces, right? Niggas don't understand that right now you can wear all – now, shout out to Nipsey. Nipsey did help usher this in where niggas could wear the opposite color and niggas not look at them crazy. We done seen Nip in red. We done seen Nip in all kind of other colors. We even seen Snoop in other colors. The actual clothing is not – it's mostly the hat and the rag, right? So on stage, you see niggas wearing whatever colors they wanted to wear, but they was representing. There was a lot of niggas that was whooping, and they was in them flames on that stage. But that's because Kendrick is from Westside. Even though he's not a Pyru, he's from that neighborhood. Nigga ever ask you,
okay,
hey, where you from, right? Even if you say you're not banging, nigga, you're still banging. That's what people don't understand. Once you tell a nigga where you're from, even if you didn't bang, you're still banging. Let y'all know. You go to L.A., unless you say, nigga, I'm from Oakland, nigga, when they ask you what neighborhood you're from, if you say I'm from Leimert Park, guess what? Nigga, you dark side phonies. Even if you didn't bang.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in the mix, they have to know, like, you got to be a known hooper or you got to be, like, but ain't no passengers in this. Like, even if you're a passenger, nigga, if you do a crime and you're a passenger, what happened? You're an accessory to the crime.
Yeah.
That's your peoples? Yeah, well, your peoples shoot at me. Oh, okay, that's where you're from? That's why niggas ask you where your mama stay, where your grandma stay, what high school you went to. All that shit tell a nigga where you from. And motherfuckers want to go sightseeing, don't go sightseeing.
More of the story, stay on the street if you ain't about it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, just stay on the streets. Just trust yourself out here.
Just stay out the streets, man. Go, like, just go somewhere safe. Go. I mean, you could go to Hollywood, but Hollywood ain't as safe as Hollywood used to be. The only place that's kind of safe.
Go to Santa Monica to beat. And kids,
You want to stay where it's safe.
Santa Monica. Santa Monica is beautiful at this time of year.
Yeah. Go out there. Go bang on Highway 1. Go bang on Highway 1, unless you're in Venice. Because you do got Venice Beach Crips. Now, you still want to be there, but Venice.
Random Beach. Thought. Well, not so random, because we're still talking about the whole Kendrick and everything. But
yeah.
Y'all ever heard about how This Is America, Childish Gambino was supposed to be a diss to Drake? What was he going to say to that nigga on that beat?
I mean, if we talk about...
Because he could have ended that nigga career off that beat, too. Like, what was he going to say to that nigga on that beat?
I mean, it's kind of hard to diss a nigga while you're dancing with your shirt off. I don't know.
It was going to be a whole different video, though.
Yeah, but I mean, this is Drake. I mean, even Joe Budden attempted to diss Drake. I think the problem with Kendrick was
the problem with Joe dissing Drake, he didn't have the star power to go against it.
Yeah, they were like, okay, Joe, you're hot for a Slaughterhouse, and you're hot, you're an MC, but it didn't translate to the masses, right? When that light, first of all, Metro picked the perfect West Coast beat, and they got Future on it. So Future, we all know Future is certified, right? No matter what you want to say about Future, that nigga's Future is certified. That nigga, he a whole super toxic nigga, right? Then he's a whole super toxic nigga, right?
Scorpio
so,
gang.
And then the fact that Kendrick was on it, the beat was fire, the song was fire, and what Kendrick was saying was fire, right? It was a perfect storm. I was worried about J. Cole, but when I heard that, when I heard the 7-minute drill, I was like, okay.
Yeah. No, I don't care. Every meme I see about J. Cole is funny as fuck.
I was like, it didn't have no teeth. It didn't have no veracity. I'm like, you might be a little bit out your. I mean, you might be a little bit out your element.
That phone call is like, yo, sit down. This is about to get real. Go sit in the court.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Go hop on your bike.
Peace and love and you know, go over. Now, when I knew Drake was going to have a problem, because at the end of the day, like, I 9 times out of 10, I root for the light-skinned niggas. I already knew it was going to be a problem, because when Kendrick started to ride on Drake, I already knew the West Coast was riding with Kendrick. So you already had the West Coast, right? It was getting the down south niggas and the East Coast niggas fuck with Kendrick. Now, Drake has the most delusional fans on the fucking, like, these niggas will manifest their shit anywhere, and they're not embarrassed about it. The fact that this nigga Joe Budden had to send Ish to for a coffee run in Delaware, which was fucking hilarious when I seen that shit. They sent that nigga Ish on a fucking Starbucks run in Delaware. I fell the fuck out. I immediately thought about Crush. Right. When I watched Rory and Maul, when I watched DJ X, these niggas is in a feelings over this nigga Drake. Niggas is in their feelings behind this nigga Drake. I've never seen it like this. Like, how do you in your feelings about Drake?
This is my thing. I thought this battle was going to go completely different. I knew that Kendrick was going to come bar heavy and everything, but I thought, like, the masses is just going to be like, nah, Drake still won, and I was like, it's still them delusional people that say Drake won, but it's just like, the world's looking at them like the dummies that they are. It's just like, because it's a lot of motherfuckers that said that Drake won with him and Push because he said, oh, she had more stuff in the tuck, but Jay Prince told him to chill. So he won. Nigga, he quit. How the fuck you win and you quit?
I still bump that disc to this day.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And he did the exact same Pusha T did. Pusha T came out with, it was like, okay, my nigga. When he did that infrared on that album and I heard it, I was like, did he come at Drake? Oh, he sure did come at. Like, it was obvious. Like, okay, yeah, nigga, I'm coming for you. And then when he came up with that Duppy freestyle, I was like, ooh, that nigga Drake got him. And then when he came out with the Adonis on the Jay-Z beat, oh, it was a wrap.
See, the thing is, I think Meek could have beat him too, but
I don't think Meek could have because Push showed us
that Drake don't know how to get on the defense. Drake don't know how to be on the defense.
Meek ain't got the bars. Like, all right,
Meek got bars.
Listen what I'm saying. Hear me out. Meek got bars for rapping, yes. But when it comes to dissecting, more like a freestyle-ish, more like a battle, more like a beef rapping, like, nigga, I'm going to laugh.
That's what he came from, though. Like, that nigga came from that, like.
I don't know. Everything since Rick Ross, listen, literally came from that. He came from it. Ever since Rick Ross got a hold of him, he ain't been nothing like that.
He hasn't. And that's what a lot of us was mad about that bout, because like, yo, you came from this battle rap lineage. We watched you come up on the come up tapes, like I had the come up DVDs, and I watched Meek in Blood, watch Meek Bloodhound, Top Class, and everything. All them niggas, like, you came from that era, so why didn't you bring that shit?
Yeah,
like,
Meek had too many holes.
See, me and Dope on the West Coast. I'm down south. Hear me out, Chris. You from over there. So you seen his come up, like from a young pup to a goddamn American Kennel Club, you know what I'm saying, Bloodhound, to what he is now. So what I'm saying is this, like, when me and Dope first, I can't speak for Dope, but I kind of feel like I can. When me and Dope first got a whiff of me, it was the Dream Chaser shit, right when Ross got him. Like, and
yep.
That's all we
bringing
know.
Tupac
that's
back, that bringing that Tupac back.
Yeah,
that's when I started
right.
hearing about Meek. Yeah,
that's the only Meek we know. Now you know the battle rap, so like I'm saying, that's where my opinion comes from. Like me, in my eyes, Meek ain't got the bars, and the people like Philly may have been behind him and thought he was. The East Coast, New York, Delaware, Yowla area, New Jersey, right there, may have like, damn, he really could beat him. But the rest of the world. The rest of the United States, like, now, see, and this is the difference between Push and Kendrick, because all we know from Push and Kendrick is that hardcore shit. Clip's first album was number dope in the street. So it's like,
we know
Drake ain't about that shit, so Pusha T gonna kill him. Just like
right.
Kendrick, all we know is he's activist, he's street, he hood, he from Cali, and he not. So, I mean, it's just the picture that was painted from the beginning of me meeting
right.
Kendrick and Pusha T let us know that he was going to do it. Now, the picture that the United States got of me, not Delaware, not the little area, but the whole was the Rick Ross, and he didn't rap like this. So that's why a lot of us thought, hey, this ain't going to go good for me. I even thought that.
And also, when he hit him with the "Is it your girl's tour?" It's kind of hard when a nigga's chick is bigger than him, right? This is how we looked at it over on this side.
Like when that whole thing started, we was like, "Oh, we about to get Flamers meat. We about to get Flamers meat back. All right, let's go." And then when, like, we was like, "You can get this nigga." Like, who is, like, it was just like, this nigga's not on your level. Like, what are you doing? Like, end him. And it was just like, and then you started beefing with Wale and everything. Like, nah, nigga, your focus is on the wrong people. Like, that nigga came at your whole, this nigga came at your whole character. Destroy him. Thank you. Like, and then when you didn't do that, was like, the fuck? Come on. Like, that's when a lot of niggas from the East lost faith in me. Because he had a decline after that. Like, and then when Push hit him, when Push punched him, we was like, "Me, this was what you were supposed to do."
We
didn't know that. Push showed us that Drake can't is not good on nowhere good of a defensive fighter. He has no type of defense.
That nigga Roy Jones. Like,
that
okay.
Nigga just get punched on. And
that nigga Roy Jones.
So we was like, "Me, that's what you were supposed to do. You over here beefing with Safari.
Well,
that's what you were supposed to do to this nigga."
This nigga takes Safari out the neighborhood and shit. Yeah, man. Another bitch nigga.
Okay, maybe this was my... nothing. It was a few people that had these certain sentiments, but this is me talking. I was mad.
Yeah,
I fuck with me. I still fuck with me, but it's just like, come on.
It's
were supposed to be the one that set that nigga down first.
But now you do know what's funny though, right? That nigga Drake didn't respond back to, well, he responded, but he gave him like a little bit, like he gave him, "Oh, you were," like the same shit that we say about Drake is the same shit he tried to say about Ross, and it doesn't affect anything. We know Ross was a fucking CO, right? Drake, we know you don't write your own lyrics, but it's the way that you paint the picture. Like, nigga, it's a 20-v-1, it's 20 niggas I have to smack that write for you. Right? It's like, I'm better than you because I don't need nobody to write for me, and I'll still smack these niggas because I'm about that shit. It's about
like Nick
and
like
start naming niggas, like his count, like,
yeah,
man, like nigga got a case, Chubb playing with his nose, he gets some hand-me-downs. Like, I'm calling out names though, like, yeah,
I'm shooting at you niggas, bro. I'm not subbing you niggas. I'm shooting at, I got my nigga 2 T's. If you don't know about 2 T's, nigga, that nigga is that nigga. Like, okay, you think your nigga Chubbs is about that life? Now, that nigga don't want, that's like, there's certain niggas that walk that they, nigga, okay. Like, I don't give a fuck about what you say about Prince. That white boy chick that used to be his bodyguard, that nigga was known in Minneapolis. That motherfucking white boy that was on Purple Rain, that was that nigga in Minneapolis. 2 T's is that nigga in fucking L.A. Drake, I don't know what the fuck you talking about this nigga Chubbs. I mean, he might be hard in Canada, but that nigga ain't nothing out here. It was just, like I said, when it came to Kendrick, and I just knew, especially with the mentality, like, if you don't come from that fucking, that filth, that dirt, that grime. There is no way, Drake, that you're going to fuck with a nigga that's been having the, I mean, think about it, from the time that you're able to walk to school, you're fighting every day. Every day you're fighting. When you get on the bus, you're fighting every day. Your adrenaline your is pumping every single day. Why? Because you got to constantly be vigilant, right? Drake, you don't come from that. You come from, oh, I can walk to school. You come from Degrassi. You come from, you're not built for this life. Superficial, you're great. But what did Kendrick say? Nigga, you guys can't imitate this type of violence. Y'all niggas didn't grow up like this. Y'all niggas been safe up there in Canada. It's just, and when it comes to, and because Kendrick was, I made this post. I said, Kendrick makes music for niggas that take care of their kids.
That's always going to be funny. I can't wait until they come back around.
Kendrick makes that? Music for niggas that take care of their kids and have their name on the lease.
Now, who said that?
I did. I put that as a post. But it's true, though, like, right? So it's just a whole different, like, I just knew once if the real niggas fuck with it, then Kendrick was going to win. And Drake is only, it's only superficial. Like, if you peel back this nigga Drake, like, the sniping of niggas' bitches, that's a problem right there, right? I get it. If you have the ability to snipe a nigga's chick, all right. Cool, but why do you have to snipe everybody's chick though? Like, that's not cool.
That's an insecurity thing.
That is a weird. I don't want the chick that this nigga crush been smashing on. I don't want the chick that this nigga Swoop been smashing on. I want my own bitch. None of you niggas has smashed on.
And get his face apologizing.
Yeah. I mean,
I said last week, your Eskimo brothers matter.
Yeah, I'm like, just think about it, bro. Like, what type of nigga want to snipe and smash a chick? And, like, what type of nigga is like, okay, I got a fucking porn star as my baby mama. I don't care how many hoes I want to smash. I do not want a porn star for my baby mama.
Hey, some of them thinking, now I ain't gonna lie, I probably put one in a couple of them. Tiana Trump.
Yeah, it's a couple.
Yeah,
it's a couple.
You can say what you want, bro, but look, I know them hoes.
When that kid get older, you gotta explain that. Come on, Smooth.
Okay, what's the difference? I don't know, bro, because it's like, okay, only difference is it's been recorded.
There's a few
that I will figure it out for. Like, I want to figure out and explain that to the kid.
I know Tiana Trump going and sucking many dicks and all this shit, but I'll probably still walk down her and have a baby by her. And, I mean, if we speaking porn stars, Rosa Monroe, I'll put one in her. It's a couple of, I don't know, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a bunch of nothing ass baby mamas that's been ran through. My baby mama that's a porn star got paid for it, and the other chick just got ran through.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Like I said, you gotta be just me. I just don't want to have that conversation with my kid, or have the kids have that conversation with my kid. Like, hey, I seen your mama busting it open. That's a weird conversation to have.
For Honey Gold, Ayana Ivey, Chanel Hart,
Who else? All right. I had to put a crush on mute because now he's naming porn stars that he want to have a baby with. Chris, stop it. Stop it. We're not diving into that rabbit hole.
Hey, that's the whole show.
Listen, I will figure out a way for a couple. I will figure out a way to explain for a couple.
It just matters as the character of certain people, and that's why I fuck not only on the how they treat me, but also the character of that person. I know for a smack smooth is a stand up nigga. Now this nigga will get you if you are a mark, but if you're not a mark, if he says you're my bro, he's not gonna mark you. He's gonna either tell you about it, or he's gonna ask you before he do it. It's one of the two. He's gonna either ask for permission or he's gonna beg your forgiveness. But you're gonna know this nigga Smooth did it though. He's not gonna hide it. You don't know which one it's gonna be. He's gonna be like, hey, look, I took her down through there though. I just want you to know. Or, hey, she over here trying to give me the pussy though. I'm going to take her down there through there. If your feelings are involved, let me know. But I'm letting you know, I'm going to take her down through there if she keeps throwing me the pussy. The nigga Smooth will let you know. That is the utmost respect that he can have for a person is to let you know. Because otherwise, he's not going to say shit. And you're going to be kissing your girl. You're going to be kissing your girl, and you don't know that Smooth took her down through there.
Yeah, because if you don't care and you playing like you don't care, all right, I'm probably not going to say nothing you don't do. but if I know you care, all right, fam. All right, fam. Yeah, man.
Hey, fam. Yeah, man. Now, if you're a real nigga, right, if you're a real nigga and your real nigga come to you and he hit you with that, as a real nigga, you cannot be mad at Smooth. You can only be mad at yourself. Why? Because your pimping was not strong enough. It's your fault. It's your fault. If your girl want to smash another nigga, it is not the other nigga's fault. It ain't even your girl's fault. It is your fault.
Now, but this point, I ain't doing none of my guys like that.
We ain't doing any of the guys like that. We not doing like any of the guys like that. But if it ever did come down to it, now there are certain chicks that, all right, cool. All right, well, I'm not fucking like for example, none of us are going to touch Juana, right? None of us would ever think about touching Juana.
I will kill you.
Unless Juana said that she was in love with us, then we can.
I will kill her.
No. You can't kill her. She says she in love. There's nothing you can do about that. But one of friends are all fair game.
Facts.
Yeah. I mean, all I said was hi to Juana, and Fresh wanted to stab me 16 times. I'm feeling some kind of way about that, Fresh. I just said hi.
Damn.
Don't say hi to my sister.
See, I can't even say hi to his sister.
I didn't even feel right saying hi to Smooth's sister.
I know, but Smooth's sister is a difference, though. She a real one, though. She a real one, though. Shout out to Smooth's sister, man. Shout out to Smooth's sister.
Well, that's Hollywood daughter.
Yeah. And the sister, there's Smooth definitely is different, feels different about both his sisters. Like one sister, he'd be like, all right, look, you grown, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. But that other one, the Little Rock, Smooth will cut your pinky, he'll shoot your pinky toe off over that one. He will shoot your pinky toe off of that for that one because there are nieces involved. There's a niece involved over here, but that's Hollywood daughter. That other one,
yeah, you're Jazz Green, but come
on. Yeah.
Jazz, yeah. So I gotta protect her.
Yeah.
Like I think all my boy sisters, like I go by that code. Like your boy sisters are like your family, so that's being an answer.
Yeah.
I go by that credo.
Now, I ain't going to lie. My sister, hey, anything's better than the white man. I'm just playing. I love you, sister. I would settle for Crush before I settle for the white man. But, hey, shout out to my wife, brother-in-law, man. Shout out to brother-in-law, man.
I hate this nigga so much.
Oh, shit,
I ain't
going
to lie, though, Crush. That kind of was a compliment in a weird way, though.
I'd rather have you Crush than the white man. I swear to God, I'd rather have you to the white man.
I mean, it was an insult and a compliment at the same time.
It was. That's why I said I hate this nigga.
after he just said it again, I'm like, wait, these did kind of insult Crush a bit. It's a compliment, too, though. I mean, it just depends on the angle, the time of the day.
Man, shout out to my brothers, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all celebrating this West Coast with me today. You know, it was a wonderful. It just felt good watching it, especially when the wop 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 wop. Oh my God! And
camera
the plane and the oh, and then the Dr. Dre coming out saying, "I see dead." Oh, the flame and the nigga doing the Hotline Bling dance and the nigga's red hoodie never fell off and his hat was oh my. It just my nigga popped out with jewelry on. How many times have you ever seen Kendrick with jewelry on? And
that nigga had
like,
a big-ass chain. Big-ass chain.
And the nigga.
Not Like Us video. Drop.
Yeah, and the nigga was. The nigga rapped 29 songs. Didn't take a drink of water. You could hear everything he said. And the nigga didn't even sound winded. That nigga do like 9 million burpees. That's how you know a nigga got wind, because that nigga was over there on tape doing burpees and shit, jailhouse burpees. Like, it's crazy. That nigga's conditioning was phenomenal.
I lean on you, man. Niggas like a whole pint of wop. All eyes on me, and I'm going to send it up to Pop.
The Pop. Sweet chin music, I ain't passing the ox, nigga. And shout out to me.
Hey, look, I seen something today, nigga. This fall, be on the lookout for all HBCU bands. They gonna wear that motherfucker out.
They gonna wear that motherfucker out.
They gonna wear that song out. All bands gonna wear that song out. Like, I don't think, like, summer going on, that song ain't gonna get old to next year. I think,
yeah,
like,
it's not
January 1st,
Sorry. Because it's a cultural song, like it's a cultural song. It's not a gimmick. It's like, nigga, like, and if you feel that way every time it comes on, you feel it. Like, damn, I feel this song.
I'm gonna give it to Crush Birthday Halloween. It's gonna go strong about the holiday season, right? Halloween, then you got right after Halloween.
Nah, this shit gonna last. Bro. This is gonna last till at least Thanksgiving.
He said till Thanksgiving.
Because motherfuckers are already putting that in memes, like, we playing this shit at Thanksgiving dinner.
I cannot see Grandma and them playing Not Like Us at the Thanksgiving. I just don't see it.
No, my hood ass family. Yes, we will.
I'm going to send you the video. It's a grandma singing pussy ass nigga. He a 69 God. And she's singing it. It's on Twitter, though. Next time I see it on my timeline, I'm sending it to y'all. Yep, grandma was saying it. 69.
Yeah.
Freaky ass nigga.
Versus,
he a 69 God.
Coming back to Twitter. Shout out to Versus. Supposed to be coming back to Twitter. Oh, it's going to be lit. Because guess what? Elon Musk lets you have porn on Twitter, so you know the Versus is going to be fire. Oh, the Versus is going to be fire because you got porn on Twitter. You can have anything on Twitter. Nigga, Twitter is the last wild, wild west. Ain't no music infringement, shit.
Was they cussing on the other joint?
They was cussing, but it was a whole bunch of, like, the music infringement, and you can't say certain stuff, like, in Twitter. And the retweets and everything on Twitter is completely different than, you know, like, you got to catch the comments on, you know, Instagram. On Twitter, you ain't got to catch shit. You can just say, it's going to be there. That's just going to be phenomenal. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. Hey, man, we're going to get up out of here. Hey, so what you say, Smooth?
I was just saying, shout out to Twitter. That's all.
Yeah, shout out to Twitter. Shout out to Twitter. Yeah, absolutely. Fresh, go ahead and give your shouts out so we can get the hell up out of here. It's only 8 o'clock on the west side. Yo!
Must be nice. Yo, shout out to the motherfucking squad, everybody who's here, who ain't here from top to bottom. Shout out to Dope. Shout out to Smooth. Shout out to Questions. Shout out to Mel. Shout out to Win. Y'all know what it is. Y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst. CRUSHDACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. Cold War all day. Shadow We all day. We Elite Enterprise. We in this bitch. Gang.
Gang, gang.
Wop, 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 wop. Crush, fuck 'em up. I'm going to do my stuff. Yes, sir. It's your boy Smooth to do, man. We live. Come see us, the boys. In the building, man. Shout out to everybody paying attention today. You know, some shows, you know, we learn about chlorophyll and photosynthesis and, you know what I'm saying, other shit like that. But today we learned about gang violence and the set shit, because I learned some shit from Dope. So Dope read today, but it was a different type of book.
He didn't have to read that shit. He already knew that.
Yeah, I learned some shit today. I mean, it wasn't photosynthesis and, you know, equilateral triangles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But
and then the we did learn today. I was gonna say, hey, shout out to Haji. The last homie that was able to meet Haji was my nigga. Was Maul. Shout out to my nigga Haji. He passed away. But he came up on my timeline, and it was the picture of me and Maul when we went to over there to meet Haji. Man, shout out to that
man.
I want to do. Well, you know, if anybody don't know Haji, all right, well, I can't say it on here, but if y'all know me, y'all know Haji.
I say, when did he die?
Oh, he died about 3 years ago, from old age.
Okay.
Man.
Don't feel the
yeah.
Boys. I'm out.
Yeah. Hey, man. Once again, shout to Haji, man. I'm gonna miss you. That man, you talk about nigga to put you on. That nigga put me on. He put hella niggas on. Shout out to Haji. Shout out to the West Side, man. I miss you, West Side, but I do not miss them conditions on the West Side. I don't miss the high rent. I don't miss the traffic. And I don't miss the high-ass gas. But I do miss Sausalito. I do miss Pacifica. I do miss Muir Cove. I do miss Napa. I miss San Diego. I miss Highway 1. I miss that. Shout-out to I just want to say shout-out to the West Coast. Y'all make me who I am.
In a year and a half we're going to the Bay in a year and a half. You'll probably go before then, but
yeah. I'm actually going to the Bay. My father's having his 25-year wedding anniversary, so I am going to be out there September 1st, and then go hang out with Pops. Shout out to Pops.
Shout out to Pops in marriage.
Yeah, shout out to Pops, man. 25 year. Him and my. It's crazy. My brother, my sister, and my dad. They're all married. I'm the only fucking heathen out here. I'm the only heathen, man. But I got married first.
Shut up, Crush.
My dad actually got married first.
Dude had to tell himself to shut up. Dude told himself to shut up.
I'm
going to sell them out. That's some shit that's some shit for the group chat. I'm sell them out.
That was pretty good. But I was married though. All my dad's kids have been married before. It's just I'm the same. So shout out to every one of us being married. Shout out to Lil Dope. Lil Dope took the Durango yesterday for a date. Shout out to Lil Dope. He wanted to impress the person that he was taking out. And I was not a hater, and I actually allowed him to take the Durango for the date. Shout out to me not being a hater. If you know, I think this is the only that's other than Smooth, that's the only other person that has drove my truck. Wah.
And yeah, I had the brake on. I was tripping.
Yeah.
And I only went like 3 miles though.
I went down
the hill in Pacific to go get some beer, and I think me and Bobo got some sticks for the so they could smoke. And we went back to the mini mansion for my birthday.
Yeah. But I did let him also drive Jeffrey too. It's crazy because it's like you get scared because it's like, nigga, that's 500 horses. But when he came back and I was like, you know what? So this time I was like, all right, I'm not going to be as scared as I was last time because I was definitely scared when that nigga took Jeffrey. I ain't going to lie. You know, my kids don't have the same handlebars I have, right? So when I was growing up, I went from the 4-cylinder to the 6-cylinder to the 8-cylinder, right? I progressed up. I pushed the speed. I learned how to drive. You know, as a progression, my kid just went from a 4-cylinder to a fucking high performance 8-cylinder, and it scared the shit out of me. What he didn't like was when I he said, "Dad, what kind of gas do I need to put in this?" That 93. That nigga didn't like that. That 93. That nigga thought he was going to put that 87 in there. No, nigga. No, we don't do 87. We don't do 87. We only do 93. I love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We popped out today. Shout out to Razor. Shout out to everybody that was tuned in on the switchboard. We had about a good 5 or 6 people tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to the fucking
Steve. How many people to stop being scared of us? I want to talk to people.
Crazy because most people aren't even scared of us. They just like to listen. We are a relaxing show when you're doing dishes or cooking.
I ain't gonna lie, Crush. Like, and me seeing the board, me running the board, you know, I got access to it. Motherfuckers just be on, like, it'd be Becca Boo and different folks just, they don't press one, but they still on the log, though. They just want to listen. Like, on their phone.
Just want,
or they probably call in and hit the speaker button. You know what I'm saying? And got it playing. You know, so, like, I get what you're saying, Crush, but then we got our core followers. So I think Becca Boo been, shit, it's like, I know at least 8 years. Like, every Monday or Wednesday or Friday when I have my show with, like for show, like, Monday, she fucking with us, bro. So, right, we just take it how it is, bro.
We just take it how it is, man. Because sometimes, But shout out to I don't know. I might have to fire Lynn and them and question because they didn't show up for the pop out show. I might have to take a picture.
Lynn is in Mexico.
Out of Kendrick's book. What the fuck that got to do with anything? They got cell phone service.
You would not call in if you were sitting anywhere else.
Now she get a pass. I'm more about where Mel and Chris.
Them two.
But it is what it is. I ain't gonna take well on it, bro. It's like, you know, we tripping, bro. We already know what it is, man.
No filter boys. We know what it is.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Hey, man, we out of here. West Side till we die.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Trying to find Drake. We out of here.